We'd like to acknowledge that the land on which the Eastern Kansas Regional Library operates for time immemorial is in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional ancestry territory of the Mi'kmaq people. And the next item is the approval of the agenda. If there's any errors or omissions or additions, yeah?
Second.
Second. Claude.
Claude.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, agenda is approved. Minutes of the March 21st meeting have been circulated. We had Mr. McDonald here from Inverness.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Thank you. It's been duly moved by Ron, seconded by Courtney. Any discussion on the minutes?
Question.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Motion carried. Okay. Business arises for the minutes. Lord, is there anything there you picked?
Nothing I picked up on.
I see in the reporter that Keith, the CAO McDonald, reported to your council about his meeting here.
I wasn't at that meeting.
Yeah.
I was on vacation.
Okay. And I also see that the town of Port Hawkesbury is meeting with the Richmond County Council, and one of the items on the agenda is library. I don't know where that came from.
It's one of 14 items.
Yes. Let's hope it's near the bottom. I don't know who put it on there. Did you?
No, we've been pushing to have joint meetings with Inverness County Council and Richmond County Council since last year, and just discuss topics that we have in common.
Sure.
And some of them more contentious than others. And
for sure.
Anyhow, the agenda got circulated to us there a week ago, and it was made up by input from the mayor and the deputy mayor and the CEO and the warden, deputy warden, the CEO of Richmond.
Yes.
And they basically threw everything at the wall and just, yeah.
So, see what sticks.
Yeah, it'll take 3 days, it will be.
Okay.
They limited us before. We just had a joint council meeting with Gosboro in St. Mary's.
Did you?
Yeah, last week.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's something that probably should have been happening for a number of years.
Yeah.
Did they agree to take you over?
Not yet. No, not yet. We're not looking to go yet. Yeah.
Well,
no, it's good.
Okay, there's no questions on the minutes arising from the minutes. We'll move on to financial updates. So we have
summary financial.
Not in the budget yet.
The income statement, and those were to the end of February, correct? Yeah. And just generally, we feel spending is relatively on track and will ultimately arrive at a good on target or very close.
When the next reporting?
Yeah.
The year is over.
Yeah, it'll be next month that we'll get into the more nitty gritty of that.
Okay. Are there any questions on the financial statements? Anybody have any concerns?
No.
Carly and I did discuss, since this is the first year of the summary financial report, when we arrive at the end of the year, we'll sort of check in as to how it worked, and we may have a few tweaks to discuss at the next meeting.
How it's been presented?
Yeah, just how we're managing it and, you know, discuss with everyone to make sure, like grants, you know, when the grant's finished, we need to take it off the grant spreadsheet. And just going to review it, because this was an entirely new thing, and after a year, it's a good time to evaluate. Okay.
Okay. The Human Resources Committee, or not the Personnel Committee anymore.
Yes.
There's been a couple of things discussed.
Yes, and I didn't put the COLA on it.
One is a restitution for the staff, and it's been recommended we go in camera and talk about that. like to make a motion to go on camera, so moved by Ron, seconded. By Courtney. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go on camera. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Okay. Okay, so we're out of camera and we accept a motion to approve what we talked about in camera.
Oh, the offering of the job.
Creating the position.
The position, yeah, and offering it in-house for the...
Community engagement manager position
yeah.
to be included in the budget.
Okay.
It's been so moved.
I'm moved. Ron.
Courtney.
It's been duly moved and seconded. Excuse me, duly moved and seconded. Are there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded? Motion carried. Thank you.
Did we need to have the cost of living?
Yeah.
Yeah, motion for that.
So we moved to include the cost of living in the. Excuse me. Is there a second? You moved.
Oh, I moved it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I put my hand up.
Second by Todd. Maybe your back is so that we have to get faster, Blaine.
No, no. So it's a motion to approve the cost of living increases.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by the Human Resource Committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been duly moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion?
Question?
Questions called. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary-minded? Now, beautiful budget, draft budget. You know it's a draft budget because it says draft.
Yes.
Right across.
Yeah, that was deliberate. Carly has worked very, very diligently on this, and Janet has also helped check the math and the spreadsheet. And we've roughed in everything we can. And so, essentially, the budget would keep services at the current level, and then just deal with cost increases. Of note, we have subscriptions for the annual, the Open Library, self-check in Guysborough and Port Hawkesbury in the kiosk. So our on-demand services do have costs.
So what is the kiosk double it is for self-checkout?
Because the kiosk is far more complicated than the self-checkout.
Yeah,
yeah, and that is an ongoing cost too. So that's one thing with the strategic planning that I'll just highlight. When you have open libraries and self-checks and kiosks, it gets into an annual subscription fee that is impossible to avoid because if anything breaks on these things, it's paid for from the annual subscription fee.
The kiosk?
Yes.
Is it an annual?
Yeah.
We don't own the machine?
We do own the machine, but the service of the machine, the guarantee to fix things in the...
Isn't it like a pop machine? Can't you just get one of their techs?
Very helpful conversation we're having, Claire.
Okay. Well, is it you? Okay, then it comes down.
It's very computerized.
Is it okay? The other question is: it used enough to justify?
I think that it is, but I think that's something for the board to consider in their strategic planning process
yeah, okay.
for these on-demand services
sure.
before the board goes further down the road.
Okay.
Because it's like the infrastructure for another open library. Is feasible if you get a grant, but the ongoing subscription costs are the board's issue, right? So, and facilities, we do have a large amount in computers. Janet has recently completed an investigation assessment inventory of all computers at all locations in the system. So she's been everywhere. And do you have any thoughts to share on that, Janet, other than we need to spend some money on computers?
There's a lot that's really old. And although they do power on and work, 10-year-old computers aren't serving your public at all.
Can you even upgrade the software on them?
You can, but you shouldn't. hardware that old doesn't like new software.
Yeah.
And your patrons are just going to actively avoid those workstations because
the workstations.
They're frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have multiple complaints from Port Hawkesbury.
Well, Port Hawkesbury, the first time I went over there, they had an out of order sign on the computer, and when I asked what was wrong with it, she said, it's just really slow, and nobody wants to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, they're not actually doing anything but being a hindrance.
Right.
So, it's better to plan to update things and evergreen your hardware, to at least try and keep it current with just whatever, what your patrons will want, whether it's fancy
yeah.
software.
And Rhonda's, how old was Rhonda's computer? Rhonda's
older
than
yours.
How
old? 13 years?
Yeah. So we had a staff person, I didn't realize this, but she's very not complaining, much to her detriment, since she had a 13-year-old computer, which Janet discovered, and then we found monies to replace immediately when that was brought to my attention. And she's so delighted. So she's just like, she was just like, so delighted this morning.
Yeah.
She's like, I got a new computer. Like, I might not know, right?
Yeah. When I set up for her and she sat down, she's like, oh wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
Well, if you have 13 years on a computer, you did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very well.
Yeah. So there is a large amount for that at $24,700 in the budget. So.
Yeah.
And then moving forward, we just stay on top of, you know, keeping. And so then there wouldn't be such a massive expense.
Yeah, we need to establish a greening plan,
yes.
Which Jan and I've already sort of touched on.
Yeah.
And getting that current inventory is a really good starting point. And Janet's actually still working on putting it together for
and,
our insurance.
And the old ones can be recycled.
Yes, we have regular.
You have downstairs, you used to.
We have regular. We actually got some of that cleaned out. So we're trying to clean out everything that is not feasible or workable to get a clear starting point for the changeover that Courtney is describing.
And maybe it will be a chunk out now, but you're going to spend it either all at once or you can budget to spend.
Do so many years.
Like a maintenance kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Take the worst, take your oldest ones and just work your way back into you.
Yeah.
Come back to the first one again, back to Rhonda.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's Janet has lots of experience with this. And so, as I say, we're off to a good start. And she's certainly winning friends.
Do you mind, Laura, just going back to the library services expenditure, the GY self-check service and maintenance, PH self-check, is that Port Hawkesbury self-check service?
Yes.
And Guysborough?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the self-check service is in addition to the Open Library subscription that's part of the Guysborough?
Yeah.
Right? And the kiosk, is that... For the Port Hawkesbury?
At the Civic Center?
Yeah.
Okay. That's at the Civic Center, yeah. And so, like I said, these costs are something that we need to, just if we go in that direction any further, needs to be factored in.
But that's not annual, it's not a rental. We own the kiosk, but that's a maintenance service
It's the Open Library is a good example of this. So we own all the infrastructure for the Open Library, but we're paying the subscription fee. So the Open Library is broken twice now, or it's in the middle of sort of breaking right now.
It's intermittently breaking.
Yeah, and because it's at, we put it in 2018, so 6 years, so the gear is getting old. When you pay the subscription, even though you own it, they come down and replace the part for free because you pay the
subscription.
It's an ongoing warranty, exactly.
Yeah.
And so owning it isn't that helpful in some regards, but the problem for us is like we got to purchase these things and set them up with grant funds, but we have to pay the subscription out of annual operating funds, so that's the dilemma for the board.
And we're able to brag that it's the only one in the province.
It's very successful. I mean, people were, devastated when it
broke.
Yeah, and it would work at other locations. It's just, like I said, for that strategic plan of how do you do this, right?
I must say that they came up in our meeting.
It did, very high, a lot of praise, from councillors and guys.
Yeah. You guys didn't bring it up? What's wrong? What is
it? Well, as a kid.
No, they just asked how it was going, and I said, Courtney, myself, and Janet, I said, are all on the board, so we have no complaints. We never hear nothing coming back, so it's So if you're not hearing nothing, it's good.
For sure.
At least we're not hearing it.
Yeah, well, it's usually if it stops working, we hear pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Carmen hears on her time off. Our staff person down there. Yeah, so. Okay, so at Carly, any other points of note that we want to mention?
What? Sorry.
Yeah?
Like, what's going to happen if and when we get the new rig? Will we retire the van or the Forester?
Okay, so that's a really good question and sort of off topic of budget, but a really good question. The Forester's at 12 years and it serves a very different purpose than the van.
Right.
And the van has also been driven a lot. So like between the Forester and the van, you'd be hard pressed to figure out which one you should get rid of. Mm-hmm. I have considered keeping the van. Just because getting a van is so hard,
seems like
it's almost impossible. I'm gonna call the sales guy again. Hopefully, it's really coming. Anyway, the Forester we don't have the funds to replace, but it does need replacement. So that's something that's an issue to figure out.
What's the mileage?
I'm sorry, I don't know off the top of the head. It's just we've had it since 2012, I think. 2013, 2012.
Yeah.
Just over
200,000.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It hit 200,000.
Just over 200,000. It's getting there. Yeah.
No, it's Subaru's.
What?
I've got a trend that's up 328. So.
Yeah, the difficulty is it's a company vehicle, and so there's a bit of holding it to a different standard than a personal. You know, I've driven lots of cars where you have to turn the radio up just to not hear them. So I know all about that. But for a company vehicle, you do have liability concerns and issues. So, like, you really should put people in something.
That you drive yourself.
Yes, Larry, you put it so succinctly.
So yeah. Are you getting a lot of expense for them, or are you pretty well?
No, we spent quite a bit on the van this year.
The van?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the maintenance was.
Yeah.
But
we
is
had
it rain
going.
I got feed in the back of my truck.
Okay, so we'll take a little break on the meeting.
It's raining.
It looks like it's raining, yes. Sure.
It's not. Oh,
I hope it stops.
Stepped out for a moment, so I'll put it until it returns.
Out the door.
So I guess are we on a real estate proposal that was discussed?
Yeah, that's so.
Ministerial correspondence?
Well, do we have anything further on the budget?
Yes.
Because if there's nothing to point or anything, feedback or changes, we could bring this budget to the May meeting.
Yes,
all right, so we will plan on that. If anyone has any questions or concerns, you can certainly email and Carly and I can respond. All right, the ministerial correspondence, I forgot that we should discuss that in camera as well because the funding announcement still hasn't happened.
Oh, okay, so we need a motion to go on camera. Ron and
second it.
There, blank's off. You gotta get yourself.
Throw the camera. Okay. So we need a motion to send the letter to the minister? Or do we just send it?
Oh, we need a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So moved by Claude, seconded by Tom. Joe. I got a Ron.
Yeah.
Okay. The motion's been seconded. Any further discussion?
Question?
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Not reminded. So are we still going back to the draft then? Or? No, we're way down. Oh, you guys did move. Good.
Yeah, we're CEO.
Super.
Did anyone have any questions about the CEO report?
I had a great trip to Sherbrooke.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went over to show the buddy that came with me because he's a fly fisherman.
Oh.
I said, we'll go get some smoked salmon. walk in, oh no, that place closed. Even though it still says, but we ate there. We had lunch and bought all these other things. Boy, what a delicatessen.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, I should add that I did hear about the press release for the MOU with the District of St. Mary's from the province, and they thank us for the opportunity, but they wish us to just go ahead and release on our own.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have to thank them for the money they put forward to buy
that.
No, we can just do the announcement, which I will get back to everybody about tomorrow by email, but just wanted to add that point. And I did have a meeting on April 12th for the funding formula, which was off to a very positive start, and I'll have more details in next month's report. But it's very optimistic, and there's a very positive vibe about it all. I think government is very, very aware of the reach and importance and power and relevance of libraries to community, and particularly rural Nova Scotia as part of the infrastructure of the community.
Can you pass out copies of your survey? Or?
No, but that I'm sure will come. He's always charming and had lots of interesting things to say. So, the Open Library is having intermittent issues, but Janet, you have got reported that, and we're working on getting a part to fix that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the Wi-Fi has been restored at the Alexander Doyle Public Library in Delray, which is great news. That just happened.
Yeah.
So, and some new computers and a lovely table and chairs from the district, which was very appreciated.
You mean the county bought, the district bought the chair?
Yeah, the recreation department, which is the municipality, and I mean furnishings are the municipal responsibility, of course, but it's a lovely, lovely set.
Have we asked?
No, it was just, it came out of, I think, the community need, really, you know, and so we were grateful to just receive it.
Yeah.
I think the community room's being well used.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I love the separate entrance and everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, so. Okay, so that's it.
Library reports? Anybody? St. Peter's is ready to go to attendance. The fourth, fifth month I've said that.
Okay.
Does that mean it's ready?
And you know, it's A.H. Roy who did the engineering for the grant, the pre-assessment. And that's what the holdup is.
Oh, really? Well, you just have to be me, I guess.
Yeah, well, I told him that at the meeting the other night. I said, gee, I'm involved in another. Like, A.H. Roy did it in a month or so. And they've had this one now since it'll be 2 years in August.
I don't know. I got five engineers in my family. Maybe I speak their language.
Yeah,
my dad's an engineer. Maybe there's a secret
brother. Yeah. Show him your ring or something.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. But
for sure.
We did get moving quotes for the move from the current location to the new location in St. Peter's for the budgetary process for the County of Richmond. And the facility renovations began in Petit Gras, so actually Janet and Michelle and Trish and Joey were all down there last week, Thursday and Friday, moving things into the temporary location and assisting staff with the setup, and then Janet had to go back Wednesday with the Wi-Fi card to get everything working. So they are set up to provide service during the renovations, which is great. So,
and they're replacing the windows and the floor, is that it?
There's some other repairs. It's anything to do with the hurricane, the insurance for the hurricane.
County insurance.
Yeah. So that's great that's underway. We had some excited members of the public expressing their appreciation for the renovations to us, which we then promptly gave the municipality the credit for. But then we were happy that they were happy. Yeah.
It's one of the busiest ones, huh?
It's a vibrant location, excellent staff, as usual for Eastern Counties, but yes, it's well used at Lepicas.
We did our dinner theater there on Saturday night, and they sold over 200 tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
great.
Filled the room of food and fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So I'll just give it just a little update because I haven't done that. So
on our side or theirs?
Our driver.
So anyhow, I did visit at the library and I met one of two staffs that are there. And so there are two staff that, as you would know, they alternate days and they switch off days with one another. I was told that there's a noticeable uptake from students using the library during lunchtime and free periods this year, so far. Mm-hmm. Unsure as to why, but there is an uptake.
Great.
With that. And general public does access the building during school hours, primarily for dropping off or picking up books. The way it's set up, as it is the school, the public, there's an entrance at the side of the building that's locked during the day, and you have to get yourself buzzed in. There's a receptionist that buzzes the public in. On Saturdays, the door is not locked. It's because there's no school on, so people can come and go. Their program, as I understand it now, is on the Mondays. They have storybook time on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Monday, they had 10 attendees, and normally the numbers are somewhat like that. Wednesday is the day for the knitters and crafters to be in there, and it's usually between 7 and 8 people that attend that, and they very much enjoy it. There's been some uptake on feminine hygiene products and incontinence products and COVID kits. Demand for diapers generally comes to the daycare, which is there at the school. So parents with their children will let the daycare staff know what their needs are, and the daycare staff prepare a list and bring it over to the library staff.
Good.
And they put the stuff together and bring that over to the daycare. So there's certainly uptake.
Good
on that.
Yeah.
The new accessible computers you indicated in the correspondence is set up and it's in place. It's got a very large monitor and it's got a table that it's on that's elevated. I don't think there's a term for that.
It's adjustable.
Table.
Yeah.
And it's got a split screen. So a young person can be apparently watching something on the screen, and a parent could be watching something else or doing something else on it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Janitor, no, I think that's probably inaccurate.
It's big enough monitor that you could actually have two different windows open.
Okay, yeah.
So we didn't get technical. Maybe that's what you meant.
It's a large screen though for screen reader, whatever technologies are needed. Screen enhancement.
And there's been some uptake on it already. It's been there just about 2 weeks, right?
Fantastic.
And there's a mouse. It's a different type of mouse. Supposed to be
easier to use.
Easier to use.
Yeah,
it's
larger.
So it's not installed yet.
Trackball.
Anyhow, I just wanted to bring a bit of information forward.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the library in Sherbrooke, right on Main Street, right next to the post office, downtown. Yeah,
yes.
Great. Okay, any other reports? Hearing none, I guess we're due to be back May 16th, right in the middle of playoff season.
So we should plan on having a draft budget for approval at that meeting. Okay.
Hearing that, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second by Ron. Second by Blaine.